The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Here are the texts. Regarding the Pistons floor last night, we are self-aware enough to know when things are not target. We are not the target demographic of something that has been introduced. I thought the floor last night was distracting. I didn't particularly like it. Gator, you liked it, but also thought it was distracting. And Kang, same thing. So we asked people from the younger set how old you are and whether or not you liked it. From Chris in St. Clair Shores, he writes in, I'm 27. I liked it, but it was hard on my eyes. From Brendan B. in Lake Orion, I thought the blue floor was easy on the eyes, especially after 10 beers. I'm Tyler. I'm 26. It's absolutely horrendous. I couldn't care for it if I tried. Classic hardwood can't be beat. Ed and Warren, I'm 25 and I hate that court. It's annoying. It takes away from the game, in my opinion. James, 28. The blue floor is fun, but it's annoying as a viewer. Lucas from Sterling Heights here. I'm 18. I thought the court was cool, but it's also pretty distracting. I feel like it doesn't have a place on a basketball court. Okay. Steven, 27. I hate the floor. It looks like NBA 2K. Zach at Macomb, I'm 26 years old. I hate the court and hate the idea of an in-season tournament. From Charlie, I'm 23. The blue court is cool but distracting. I'll take it if they keep winning, though. Guys, I'm 29 years old, and as soon as I saw a picture of that court, I had a similar thought. It looks kind of nice, but man, that's insanely distracting. Never thought why they'd have to change it up so much for the in-season tournament. It's from Brian on lunch in Plymouth. Sounds like most people say the same thing. Okay, theory, cool. In practicality, when it comes to watching a game on it, it's not so cool. 248-539-9797. Thanks for all your texts. We go to Fred. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Fred.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I watched that game last night, and there was several moments when I almost threw my beer at the TV, particularly during that overtime. When does Cade Cunningham learn to protect the ball? Them turnovers are killing us.
They
could have won that game.
They did.
Sooner.
Yes, they could have. He did turn it over a lot. I'm all about giving Cade the basketball, and these, I think that their best scenario is that he develops and can be a lead dog and can have the ball in his hands late in games. And I'm not seeing a lot of premium on these games yet. And so this is the time where you can afford to keep going to that well. For me personally, I would, but I know others wouldn't. This is the second call we've had today that wouldn't.
Now, one question before I let you guys go. And by the way, him dropping that dime on Jalen Duren, those two are in sync, and they've done that a lot since they've been playing together. And Jalen Duren is actually learning how to drop dimes on other teammates. So I think that's a pretty good dynamic there. But what do you think about the fact that if the Pistons had a true point guard to kind of control that, they're pacing a little better, who maybe wouldn't get stripped so much? I mean, just what do you think about a real, honest point guard for the Pistons?
I don't hate it. I mean, the question is there accessibility to that player? I mean, they could be near the top of the draft again next year, and it very well could be the direction they go. But, and, you know, again, that'd be another young player introduced to the mix. Then you started getting into trades and free agents. I mean, it would be really, really cool, Fred, if they were close enough to drawing getting a playoff spot that they could actually buy, which I don't think is going to happen.
Well, thanks for that. Look, I'm not hating the team. You know, this is the best they've been in quite a while, so I'll take it. And I do think there's a lot of potential for this core to get better. So I'm okay with that. It's really hard to watch all these turnovers. And thanks for letting me say that, guys.
No, I appreciate it. You're not the only one. We did this earlier in the show.
I'm just still trying to figure out how the hell the NBA Cup works.
No one knows.
So you got four games in the tournament, right? In the group play?
Yes. Yeah, group play, group stage.
So then what happens after? So are those teams that win their groups, they keep playing. Do those games count? Those extra games played in the 82-game schedule?
No, they're part of the 82-game schedule, and everybody else is kind of backfilled to end up with 82 games.
So dumb.
It is one of the most forced things ever.
It is the most forced thing ever.
There are games that the Pistons will play that aren't on the schedule.
The only game that doesn't count towards the regular season is the championship game, I believe.
Is it called the Mega Bowl? It should be the Mega Bowl. Mega Bowl. Mega Bowl. Flint. 8:00. Tomorrow night. Be there.
It's in Vegas.
Well, they missed out on that because the Mega Bowl, you know, the first and only Mega Bowl was played in Flint.
I know. Well, this one's going to be in Vegas. I
mean, you got to get tropical.
Can you help a brother out? What was the Mega Bowl?
You didn't see a semi-pro? Well, you've seen parts of semi-pro.
Yes, I have. Yeah. Is that you crossed the line, my man? Yeah, I did see that scene.
Yes. Yes. And it's about the ABA team is going to merge with the NBA. But Jackie Moon, the owner of the Flint Tropics and player, Will Ferrell, decides that he wants to create the Mega Bowl to try to create more buzz and get people to show up to the Tropics games.
Did it work?
Oh, yeah.
Did it?
Yeah. Right, well, I don't want to spoil things for you, but...
Part of the weirdness of last night's Piston-Miami game was the Pistons' first game in Group B. Okay.
Yep.
And their group is Milwaukee, Indiana, Miami, and Toronto. The Pistons are now 1-0, tied with Milwaukee for first in Group B. No, it's not tonight.
This is not a regular game. No, not a cup game.
Tonight they do play Milwaukee.
Yes.
But it is not an NBA Cup game.
Correct.
What?
Yep.
The next Cup game is after the Milwaukee game for the Pistons.
But they will play Milwaukee in a cup game.
Later on.
So the cup play started last night.
Yes.
One of the teams in their group is on the schedule tonight, and it's not a cup game.
No, so, the next cup game is November 15th, Friday, this Friday, against the Toronto Raptors.
Okay. Gotcha.
Then there's going to be a bunch of regular games, and the next cup game is November 29th versus the Pacers.
They got Milwaukee on December 3rd. I assume that's the cup game?
Yes, that's the fourth cup game.
Everybody knows this, right? Sorry, we're being very repetitive here. I apologize.
This is a lot like the SEC. It just means more.
And another reason why the court is the way it is, too, I think they did this clearly on purpose, but like to let you know this is a cup game.
Oh, yeah,
like
sure.
Make it as obvious as possible. Like, not just have like the little decal in the corner that says NBA Finals.
I
like,
didn't
the
realize
entire...
I saw the blue court.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, wait, is this game different? What's special about this game? I think it's a cup game. Oh, now it makes sense. Cup game.
Mm-hmm. Ticket holders rejoice. Secondary market blowing up. NBA Cup.
Probably a hard ticket last night.
You know what? It's funny because we sit here and we mock this thing, but our team isn't particularly good. I mean, they are what they are. They're getting better. And I still think if they were good, I don't know that we'd care.
Hey, they had 18,000 people there last night almost.
That's true.
That's pretty... I like that part of it. I mean, all jokes aside, we're so starved to see the Pistons be good again.
Yep.
You know, we had... some spoiled years here as Piston fans. We were spoiled in the 80s going into the 90s, and we were spoiled in the 2000s. And we've had a long drought since then. So we really want this team to be good.
Another edition, are you going to eat that at 12:35? 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all The Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.